A year ago, the concerned farmers and neighbors of the town of Hixton filed a lawsuit under the Federal Clean Water Act against Sedlbauer Farms. The suit claimed the farm does not have the right storage facilities to handle manure produced by 2,300 heifers. The lawsuit was settled this week after Sedlbauer's agreed to install more manure storage and build a heifer confinement facility. The concerned group's attorney is Andrew Hansen with Midwest Environmental Advocates. Hansen says the Department of Natural Resources records and other tests prove that manure after rain or winter spreading was running into a nearby creek and the Frumpelo River.
And the concern was we were going to be stressing the aquatic ecosystem and those streams so badly that someday there might be a fish kill. So the goal was to get the manure out of those creeks and at the same time, though, give the facility the time that it would need to install those controls.
Hansen says the consent decree gives the owners until 2007 to finish an estimated $500,000 in improvements. Civil penalties and litigation costs agreed to will cost the company $40,000. Bob Rowland is the Department of Natural Resources environmental specialist who wrote the original permit for the Sedlbauer operation. He says the DNR has been working with them on runoff violations, but the agency was not involved in the lawsuit. He says, though, the agreement will improve the operation.
One of the biggest issues, though, besides winter spreading manure, is what we call these open lots, and typically anyone who has heifers wants them on dirt, and it's very difficult to control runoff from lots that aren't covered.
That's why Roland is happy the agreement calls for Sedlbauer's to revegetate animal exercise areas. The settlement still needs federal approval. Andrew Hansen says that could come in approximately 45 days. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.